In years past, when the season ended for the Green Bay Packers, reporters were allowed inside the locker room to watch the guys pack up their stuff and hand off some of their equipment. Shoes go into big boxes in the middle of the locker room that'll be donated to youth programs and high school teams. And it's just a chance to chat with the guys one more time before we say so long until the next time we get together somewhere down the road in the off season. But over the last 2 years, because of the pandemic, it's been virtual goodbyes, and the Packers on Monday paraded 5 players in front of the Zoom camera for one last chat, and that included running back A.J. Dillon. Scored the Pack's only touchdown in the loss to the Niners on Saturday night, but he couldn't finish the game because he got hurt. What else? On a special teams play.
Yeah, ended up fracturing one of my ribs. Really tough, missing time always, and especially in a game like that with that magnitude, and in a game where, you know, I feel like I could have helped make an impact. And, you know, I obviously always want to help out the team any way I can. I always say that. And so it's just kind of one of those tough things to, you know, sit on the sideline and watch.
Dillon says the ribs will heal and it will only strengthen his resolve into the third year of his career.
Personally, I've never been more motivated in my life to go and win a Super Bowl. I don't know when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, what it's going to look like, or how we're going to get there. But I mean, as long as I'm here with the Green Bay Packers, that's going to be, you know, my number one motivator going forward. I'm going to do everything in my power to get that done. However, we got to do it whenever it takes. Being this close 2 years in a row, definitely got a little extra fire. And so very motivated going into the offseason, going forward in my time.
Also heard from linebacker Rashawn Gary, who put an emphatic stamp on his breakout season with a couple of sacks, a huge fourth down stop, leading a great defensive effort, but all for naught on Saturday night. Gary got emotional talking about the guy that's given him his most inspiration since arriving as a number one draft choice. That's outside linebackers coach Mike Smith, who's had unyielding confidence in Gary since the moment the Packers drafted him. And Rashawn says it's meant the world.
I came in with him and, you know, we've been riding 3 years long. And, you know, just having a coach that wants you to do good, you know, want to see you be successful, it only makes you want to push even harder. Up and down, don't matter what time of the night, 12 of the night, I ask him for, you know, plays. Oh, this is what I'm seeing on this. And he's up and he's giving it to me. So I'm hungry for information. And he's a coach that's able to give it to me. So, you know, just having a coach like that, that make my job easier. No, sorry to get a little choked up, but me and we got a good relationship.
A very emotional response from Rashawn, who says he gets just as emotional thinking about the young core of players on his side of the ball that's going to be coming back next year.
Yeah, my confidence in the defense and the guys that, you know, we have and that I know that's coming back is, you know, everybody know the standard. Nothing's going to change from this year to next year. The only thing that's going to change is us improving what we need to improve on and getting better and needing to finish where we need to finish. So everybody has that goal, as we just spoke today. You know, everybody look at your tape, you know, be critical. And what are you going to do that's going to push this team over the edge? And that's the challenge that everybody's taking this offseason.
Also heard from another of the young players on the Packer defense, number one draft choice Eric Stokes, who took the loss Saturday night so hard he couldn't even watch any of the football on Sunday.
I just can't look at it. Hard to look at any of the games, just knowing the type of team that we had here, type of everything, just knowing that where we could have done all that stuff. So I just choose not to watch it. It's been a tough little few days, you know, just been chilling in my house playing GTA, just trying to stay off of everything else, just not worrying about it, a lot of that stuff. And, you know, just trying to clear my mind.
But Stokes gained an awful lot of experience in his first season, taking over when Jaire Alexander went down with a shoulder injury in early October. Eric says he made plenty of progress in his first season.
Just the knowledge, just knowing what the offense going to hit us with and just being more prepared, just being confident with it. It just continued to let my confidence grow, continue to play like the way I did. The first game starting versus San Francisco into the last game starting versus San Francisco, it was just like a big confident boost. Day in and day out, and just continue to ride.
And another guy that's riding pretty high is center Josh Myers, the second-round pick who won the starting job almost immediately in training camp, but he had a difficult rookie season. A broken finger that wound up getting infected where he needs some antibiotics to be taken care of the problem. And then in Chicago, he injured his knee. He did come back from that to play the regular season finale and in the postseason game, but Josh finally explained what exactly happened against the Bears.
I tore my MCL And I also had a tibial plateau fracture. So they ended up doing surgery on both. They did a scope on my MCL, and then they put a plate and 6 screws in my tibia. That was kind of the process. So I was non-weight bearing for 6 weeks and just rehabbing and trying to get my motion back in my knee. You know, at a certain point, it started to feel good, started to walk. And then it kind of flew from there, and I was able to come back in time.
Amazing he came back at all. But Meyer says with Royce Newman, a fellow draft choice, young John Runyon, getting an awful lot of experience. Yes, there are some veterans to learn from, but the future looks pretty good with some young offensive linemen.
Don't get me wrong. You know, we have Dave and Billy and Lucas and all those guys too. But, yeah, I mean, I think our young guys are extremely talented. I think it's a group that could potentially stick together for a long time, yeah.
But this roster will not stay together. There are over 20 free agents who will have contracts coming due in March. Davante Adams obviously heading the list, but Rasul Douglas also on that list. And Douglas was asked what it will take for him to come back.
I guess for him to tell me to come back.
But based on his play, you would think it would be for a little more money.
Probably a little bit more. Not crazy.
It's only fair. Douglas, in half a season, led the Packers with 5 interceptions, including 2 he returned for touchdown. His approach to free agency, that's the Packers, his preference.
I'm just going to get my body right, take some time, I'll get my mind right, and kind of like wind down from the season. And then whatever happens with that happens. Of course, everyone knows I want to be here. I mean, I built a family here, still got some unfinished business, I feel like, to handle. Of course, I would want to be here, but I don't think that's my decision to make.
A lot of difficult decisions looming for the Packers front office as the season has come to a close.